ByteDance is in the news again because they just released a new product called SeedDance 2.0. It is an AI video generator, and it's making some waves. It's specifically upsetting Hollywood because apparently there's lots of copyright concerns. It doesn't seem like there's really any filters on this. It also seems like a pretty good model to the point where Hollywood is concerned. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about this, how maybe we see it being used in the future, and potentially how you can make money with it. So before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Okay, so every week, Jamie and I share our school community. We make an exclusive video that we post over there, and we basically outline how we're using AI to grow and scale our businesses and make money. So different online side hustles. Jamie shares how he has done a ton of different side hustles, whether that's the Amazon influencer program. I share a whole bunch about how I've used AI to do music. I make $2,000 to $3,000 a month passively. There's nothing I do, from a bunch of music albums that I've created with AI. There's a whole bunch of different things. And most importantly, it's whatever we're currently actively working on. So we have a whole segment on vibe coding. We share how Jamie has revamped and redesigned entire websites with AI, a whole bunch of cool tips, tools, and features. How I've created an entire software platform that replaced $1,000 of virtual assistants that I used to pay to do something with Lovable. So if you're looking to automate things inside of your organization, I would 100% check out this whole vibe coding course, along with dozens of other videos and hundreds of members in here. It's an amazing resource for growing and scaling your business using AI. So go check it out. There's a link in the description to the school community. Okay. SeedDance 2.0, something I'm super excited about. When Hollywood is mad, usually I am excited because I feel like the tool is good enough that they feel threatened in some way. So there's a couple different things they complain about. One of them is blatant copyright infringement. So here's the thing with all of the models coming out of China. And so I'm sure people will be upset about me because realistically there are concerns with all these models coming out of China. But they basically, China doesn't care about copyright infringement. They will slurp up all of the data they can in the world, and they will pump out any outputs they want, and they don't really care about Disney's trademark, et cetera, et cetera. And so consequently, the models are awesome. They don't feel very nerfed, and you can basically make anything you want with them. Now, is Hollywood mad about that? Yes, they are. Will there be lawsuits? Of course. But in the meantime, for users, this is super fun, and there's a ton of cool stuff that we can make. And China usually is kind of draws a different line than most of the American companies. So I've been looking on X and been seeing a ton of super cool videos that people are making with SeedDance. Most impressive, I think, is that you can make these really long shots with a ton going on. You could do Spider-Man, even though that's obviously trademarked. And from a single prompt, you can have him flying around the city. I mean, honestly, the models look way better than what Sora 2 even has right now. So I think we can expect to see these things getting better and better. Jamie, what's your take on the story though?
I mean, I think this is awesome. I think a tool like this really could help any filmmaker, someone making advertising content, you know, even YouTube content, because some of the limitations now I found, even with Sora 2, it is possible, but it's nearly impossible to have it generate a 16:9 resolution the aspect ratio.
Aspect ratio.
Yep. So it's all vertical, like geared towards like short form content on a phone, which is pretty limiting for someone looking to do, you know, advertising or anything really. So I like that these are horizontal. The quality looks really amazing. You know, I think it's cool. I think, you know, there are obviously copyright concerns, deep fakes and all that stuff that could be a problem. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts? Because I've heard you've been using CapCut a lot for video editing.
So this model is going to get added to CapCut soon. Currently, it's only available in China. But yeah, I mean, there's like the deepfake issue, I think, is real. There's a video I'm watching right now where someone has like LeBron James playing basketball against some Chinese girl, and she's like, you know, she's scoring on him. And so obviously LeBron James would be upset about this, and like the Lakers logos in this, like there's all sorts of, I think, concerns, but at the end of the day, it's a pretty awesome video. It looks pretty cool. There's another person that has a cool use case, which they say, they want to make live action versions of all their favorite animes. So because you can upload clips, they basically just upload like one scene of an anime to it, and then it turns it into live action. So like an actual person, which is crazy. And of course, Hollywood, I'm sure, is not happy because you're remaking actual movies, but it looks amazing. Like, you totally could remake an entire anime movie with that. Another thing that someone else is showing off that you can do is they didn't like the ending of Game of Thrones from HBO, and so they used Seed Dance to create the new ending that they wish could have happened. This is kind of funny because when I was growing up, I remember I actually made a YouTube video, which is actually funny. So I lived on a sailboat for a year growing up, and we had a lot of spare time on our hands. And so one day I made a how it should have ended for shucks, what's that movie with Wilson, the volleyball, and
Castaway.
Yeah. I made a Castaway how it should have ended video. I don't know. You know, it was funny. I was bored, posted that on YouTube. And then I think like years later, I had a random person I ran into that's like, dude, did you make a how it should have ended for Castaway? And I'm like, maybe. And they're like, yeah, like I was on YouTube after watching that movie. And I'm like, man, this movie's stupid. I want to watch like a how it should have ended. And then I ran into yours. Anyways, it's kind of funny. So like I did that as a kid, people are doing that today with all of the movies that they wish they could change the ending to. And now Seed Dance can completely do that. So people are making new endings to Game of Thrones and any other movies that they want, which is kind of a hilarious use case. Again, something I bet Hollywood is not happy about, though.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that side of it. I think, you know, the creative, it's going to, you know, up to this point, a lot of the video generation stuff hasn't been that, it's been kind of gimmicky and hasn't, you know, been that useful. But I feel like moving forward to someone who's like making, let's say you're making a faceless YouTube channel and you want to have some nice B-roll, you can generate it and it's really high quality, visually engaging. You know, there's just so many side hustles I feel like you could do with this. You know, you said you replaced your Adobe Premiere with CapCut. Is that true?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. The other day I was looking at it and I realized I've paid like Adobe $5,000 over the years for everything Adobe. And I actually used to be the biggest Adobe fan. I was huge on Photoshop, but I replaced that with Canva years ago. And a lot of the things I use Adobe for, I've just kind of replaced them with simpler or different tools. I'm not like a crazy pro user, but the one thing I couldn't escape from was Premiere, because that's kind of how I learned how to edit videos. So that's, I edit everything with Premiere. So anyways, I'm like, I would love to just get off Premiere. First, I thought I was going to use DaVinci Resolve because it's basically the same thing, but free. And it came time to edit a bunch of videos. I canceled my Adobe subscription because I was like, I'm just going to go all in on this. And it ended up that I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just try CapCut instead because I'd had it recommended before. Anyways, incredible tool. Highly recommend it. You can do, they have a lot of AI features and it's basically everything Adobe should be doing, but I feel like they're not. Maybe I'm not the pro user that they're targeting. But in any case, I was able to create my, like, I swear I saved like 75% of my time creating a bunch of videos. I recently created, my wife does like Christian videos or music. And so I had edited a video months ago, but it was just, I didn't have the bandwidth to go and like do it. And I edited the whole thing in like an hour and color graded it. On CapCut, this whole video will go out soon.
Nice.
And yeah, so I think there's a lot of these tools that, and Seed Dance is going to get built straight into CapCut because it's the same ByteDance company. So I think they're doing a really good job of creating, number one, the software layer of editing, and then number two, the model layer of these AI models, and they're putting them together. I think is going to be a pretty formidable opponent to, I mean, even to OpenAI with something like Sora. Like this is going to be plugged straight into CapCut. That's kind of genius. They have all that distribution. It's going to be hard to compete with.
Yeah, and I have one other quick side hustle you could do. I am working on growing like a website redevelopment company, and a lot of companies have these old outdated pictures on their website. And I found that Google VO3 allows you to turn them into pretty accurate looking video. So basically, you could take a picture of a building and have it turn it into a drone shot, like panning around it. It does pretty well, a lot better than Sora too, but I feel like something like this could do even better. And you have the ability to do longer clips, it looks like, and things like that. So as it gets better, that to me is another hack. A way you can make money is by helping businesses add some like motion graphics to their website instead of just still images. So
100%. So lots of opportunity. I'm excited. We'll keep you guys updated on everything with Seed Dance 2.0, if it gets sued, if it gets or if it continues to be a great place to create endings to all of your favorite movies. Thanks everyone so much for tuning in to the podcast today. We hope you appreciate the episode. If you did, make sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you get your podcasts. It just helps us out in the algorithm a ton to be found by more amazing people like yourself. If you're listening on Spotify, it's the like about tab. If you can click on that and drop us a review, or if you're on Apple Podcasts, drop us a comment. We read them all. We really appreciate them, and they help us out a ton. Thanks so much, guys, and we'll catch you all in the next episode.